All right, today I'm here with Ted Bourbon, and my first question is, are you named after the city or the whiskey?
Neither. The kings of France.
The kings of France.
Are whenever they got run out of France, they started making whiskey in Kentucky. So there you go.
That's how you came over here.
Yeah.
Kings of France. That's awesome. So what branch of the military did you serve in?
Navy.
Navy? What years?
Navy. From, let's see, I got in 69 and retired in 91.
Wow. Long time.
4 years active as a corpsman, or a corpsman as some people like to call it. And then stayed in the reserves and got recalled for Desert Storm.
Wow.
Made commander and...
Wow.
Decided I'd hang it up then.
That was 26 as far
years.
As you could go with it, I bet.
Yeah, that's as far as I was going to get. Yeah, I sure the heck wasn't going to make it losing another 20 or 30 pounds.
Did you get drafted when you first went in, or did you pick the Navy?
No, I got drafted, but then I did pick the Navy.
So it was one of those.
It was a matter of either I had my degree, and I could either get a commission in the Army as infantry or tanks. I said, that doesn't sound too good to me. So then I started running around. Well, the Air Force, I had my degree in biology, chemistry, and they said, if you'll get the draft board to defer your enlistment time for a week, he says, we'll get you in a commission. I said, hell, that sounds really good to me.
Yeah.
So draft board said, no. You've dicked around for
too long.
5 years in this deferment BS, and it's your time, buddy. Just get your ass over there.
Yeah.
And so I said, well, geez, what else? Oh, the Navy. I haven't tried the Navy. So I went over there, and the guy says, oh, man, all this, you got all pre-med courses and all this science. And that. Hey, we got a deal for you. And I'm going, uh-oh, what's this deal going to be? He says, well, hey, we'll make you a doc. I said, what the heck's a doc? He said, oh, man, they sew up people and do stuff like that. That does sound good. You mean I'm a doctor? I'm going to med school? No. You don't need to do that to be a doc. I said, well, you'll be a corpsman. I said, oh, okay, well, that sounds good. So became a corpsman, and after I became a corpsman, I realized you got to go to corpsmen all get to go to field med school. Well, what does that mean? Well, you learn how to crawl around like a Marine. And guess what? That's what you are.
Yeah.
You're a f-ing Marine. Huh? I didn't know I was going to be a Marine.
You got to.
So we went out, and there was a whole bunch of us medical type folks out there with doctors and nurses and everything, and we were playing this game where the regular Marines that are training us how to be Marines would come, and after a week long of training, all of their great training, we were going to have to be out by ourselves, and then they were going to try to attack us. So, man, we strung out all sorts of booby traps and all this crap on top of a hill and dug down into these foxholes, and man, we had it all figured out. Next thing I know is there's a Marine standing over me going, bang, bang, you're dead. I said, what the hell? And I looked around, and everybody was snoring. I said, holy shit, this is why we're corpsmen, doctors, nurses, because we don't do the Marine thing very well.
Can't stay up for 3 days straight.
But, you know, if you get to be called a doc, you've got it made with the Marines. Until then, you're just one of these wise guys that gives shots, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
They used to call them, I better not say what they used to call them, some kind of checker.
It's probably safe.
Yeah.
So you stayed in as a you stayed in that job for 4 years.
Yeah.
You went into the reserves afterwards.
Yeah.
And then
I went into the reserves. I got a commission. I was director of the lab at the Red Cross over here.
Oh, wow.
In Springfield, and, you know, they were looking for a Medical Service Corps officer, and I said, that's what I am.
That's what I did.
Know? So, anyway, I got a commission, and...
You worked there?
Went from a second-class petty officer down to an ensign. And that was another bad choice. Because being with the Marines, ensigns are like recruits.
Yeah.
Because you got to learn what it is.
That way of life.
Yeah. But if you finally earn the right to be called doc,
yeah,
you got made in the shade with those boys.
Yeah.
They take care of you. Of course, you take care of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. But it's a mutual. It's mutual.
It is.
They understand that.
Yeah.
And you do too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
How long did you stay with the Red Cross for?
I was with them for about 10 years.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And what did you do after that? Just
sold drugs.
Oh, really?
Legally.
made a
pharmaceutical rep.
Made a lucrative business.
Yeah, pharmaceutical rep.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I actually worked at the pharmacy department in Mercy when I was in college for just a little bit.
Oh, you did?
But it was the non-narcotic side. When they told me, I try to get a job there just doing whatever, and they were like, we've got this. And I was like, well, what do I do? And they're like, you package pills all day. And I was like, okay. So that's really what I did, filled
Sounds
orders.
Good.
And it was a nice college job because I didn't really have to, I could do whatever. As long as the orders were filled, I could work in the morning, afternoon, and night. Didn't matter.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty cool.
So did you go to school here?
Yeah, Missouri State.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But I mean, I wanted to be in music. If I was smarter, I would have been like, hey, I should probably go down this road. I'll make a lot more money. But I was like, no, I like music. I'll be poor all my life.
That's good. That's what a lot has to do with
what you love.
Your attitude and what you love to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what it's all about. So what'd you do? Desert Storm rolls around. You got called up. How'd that go down?
Yeah, well, that worked out okay. I ended up spending time in the Pentagon.
Really?
And, I was in charge of the Navy has Armed Forces blood program, and so they didn't know how much blood they were going to need, so they hit all of the bases while I was in charge of making sure all of the programs were going and the blood donors were coming out in all the different facilities there in D.C. and we weren't drawing any blood. And I said, what the hell's the matter? Why? Well, I said, you know, thank you. I said, you know, the Red Cross knows when you're coming, so they schedule you a couple weeks before that. So all the good donors are going to the Red Cross, and you're not getting anything.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm over there at the Pentagon. We're doing a blood draw. Hey, there's my charming wife who got this in you. Hi, dear.
Hey. How are you?
Good. Nice to meet you.
This is Mike, the intern. Don't sit in there. You'll flip over.
Let's get her another.
I'll flip over you a lot.
You believe me. We don't need you flipping.
Yeah, this chair's a little dicey.
Thanks.
There you go.
You just flip your chairs.
That'll work. So anyway.
Figured out that they were taking all the good stuff. So I'm assuming that got corrected pretty quickly.
It got corrected whenever the Navy the chief of the Navy came in, the medical director came over, and he said, I asked me how we were doing in the blood program, and I told him what happened, and he says, well, yeah, wait a minute, the Red Cross, they give us blood. I said, they don't give you blood. You pay for everything that you get. It costs money to process blood. I said, that's what I did whenever I was a regular guy. I worked for him for 10 years. I know how it goes. Yeah. I used to price the blood and find out. He said, well, that's not right. I said, well, it's not right whenever we don't get it and we're in the military.
Yeah.
He said, well, what are we going to do about that? I said, well, I think if you just signed a little note to all the COs out here and said before they schedule the Red Cross blood program person to come in, they better check with me. He said, well, we'll try that.
That's all it took.
But thank God, you know, Desert Storm was so quick. We really didn't need a whole bunch of blood at the time.
Yeah,
so it worked out great.
Story. Well, Ted, food's here, so we should probably cut it down. But thank you so much for coming to lunch, and thanks for your service. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, man.
All right. This